A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, I exhort the presbyters among you, as a fellow presbyter and witness to the suffering of Christ, and one who has a share in the glory to be revealed. Tend the flock of God in your midst, overseeing not by constraint, but willingly, as God would have it, not for shameful profit, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those assigned to you, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is revealed, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi Domine.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Verbum Domini. The Feast of the Chair of St. Peter is an ancient celebration found in the oldest of the liturgical calendars in Rome. And while the text does not mention why February 22nd was chosen, in ancient Rome, this day was known as the Charistia, or the Chara Cognitio, the recognition of love. And this was a day of familial celebration, a banquet of sacrifice, a day of reconciliation even with one's ancestors. On this day, disagreements were to be set aside and parties to be reconciled. All these movements towards unity were gathered up in the celebration of the role of St. Peter, passed on in a tangible and enduring way through the papacy. And this is very much the tenor of the Sermon of St. Leo the Great, which is read in the Office of Readings and the Liturgy of the Hours each year on this day. He says, "Out of the whole world, one man, Peter, is chosen to preside at the calling of all nations and to be set over all the apostles and all the fathers of the church. Though there are in God's people many shepherds, Peter is thus appointed to rule in his own person those whom Christ also rules as the original ruler. Beloved, how great and wonderful is this sharing of his power that God in his goodness has given this to man. Whatever Christ has willed to be shared in common by Peter and the other leaders of the church, it is only through Peter that he has given to others what he has not refused to bestow up on them." And there's a lot. There's several principles contained in this one thought, and more than this, but that Peter is the visible source of unity, that he is the first among many shepherds, and he continues Christ's rule. So original, not just in the sense of the first one, but the origin, the found, the the foundation, that Christ continues his rule through his vicars, so those that are derivative of this origin. So in that, the Pope depends totally upon his origin and necessary foundation, that is Christ, the Word of God. And finally, a note of fraternity among the leaders, even as Peter holds a mode of immediate jurisdiction that as the source of so many, able to bind up authorities and powers. In November of last year, 2024, a wooden throne was removed from the monumental bronze sculpture of Bernini, where it has been encased since 1666, so about below the stained glass window of the Holy Spirit in the Basilica of St. Peter. You have the chair, this sculpture of the chair. And this throne is named the Cathedra Petri, the chair of St. Peter, and it is an iconic symbol of the role of Peter in the church. And carbon dating, just to say, carbon datings put this more in the 5th or 6th century, the oldest parts, but the origin or so it's an iconic symbol of this. So we see this in the Gospels. Like, why celebrate a chair or why celebrate a role, right? So in the Gospels, we see Jesus sitting down to teach the people, as in the Sermon on the Mount. And our Lord even sits on the boat of Peter to preach a sermon. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he, Jesus, stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. That's from Luke chapter 5, but is very similar to Matthew 13. And our Lord could have preached many sermons on a boat, but it's also quite likely that the sermon was the parable of the sower of the seed. So again, as Leo the Great said, Peter is thus appointed to rule in his own person those who Christ also rules as the original ruler. So say we can add teach or proclaim the word of God to speak. So Peter is appointed to speak just as Christ has spoke. So Jesus makes Peter a fisher of men and gives him the keys of the kingdom, praying for him that his faith may not fail and entrusting his sheep and lambs to Peter's care. So later on, and just to add, later on, that in Matthew 23, our Lord will refer again to the authority of a chair. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to the disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice." So we can understand in this, in this relation to this, what the reproach of St. Paul, or by St. Paul, of St. Peter and the Galatians, when he's saying, it's not that Peter didn't teach rightly, but that he was not practicing what he preached, and so he needed fraternal correction. But in any case, Peter is to proclaim the seed of the word of God with authority. So Peter continues in a visible way this role and authority to teach and to make judgments and faith and morals, protected by the grace of the Holy Spirit and renewed in the task to love and to guard the sheepfold of Christ.